My name is Mercury and welcome to this brand new episode of Media FA. Today I'm alone, today I'll be discussing the first trailer for the Borderlands movie. Now I know I'm very late to this discussion. This trailer originally came out way long ago, like in I think February is when this trailer first came out. And I'm only talking about it now. Also, it's been quite a bit since the last episode of Media FA. Almost 3 weeks, in fact. On the dot, almost 3 weeks. That was, it's been quite a while. But, we're back. And we're talking about something I'm not really, that looking forward to. I'm still gonna watch recovering here, but, yeah. This is something to talk about. Yeah, the Borderlands trailer. I'm a bit late, but we're gonna talk about it. So, what's my history with Borderlands? I don't have any. Kind of like with Halo and, to an extent, Fallout. I've never played a Borderlands game. I have the Borderlands Handsome Collection on my PlayStation library thanks to PS Plus, but because I don't have PS Plus, I can't play it. So yeah, I don't have any, I don't have any connection to this series, any sort of special connection to the series at all. There is nothing for me to really get mad at, but I still did. I don't like this trailer. Simple as that. And I'm still gonna watch, I'm done reviewing the movie. I just don't like this trailer. So what was so wrong about it? Well, here we go. So, we're gonna get into it. Now that I've set aside the fact that I don't have anything to do with Borderlands, we're gonna get into it. So, yeah. There's that. So, as always, I have my notes here, so let's get straight into it. This might be a bit shorter, I don't know. I only have 4 things noted down. Again, like I said, I'm not a big Borderlands fan, but I'm not even a person who's even played a Borderlands game, so I am the least qualified person to do this, but yeah, let's just get into it. This is the biggest, I think that one of the biggest complaints everyone is really saying is, why is everyone so goddamn old? I mean, looking at the cast here, everyone is way older than their characters are supposed to be, I would say. It's just, kind of, weird to see that, really. Because it doesn't fit. I don't think it does. It really doesn't fit the fact that a lot of these characters, like even just barely glancing at them at their in-game models, they are way younger than their characters. Like for example, Lilith here, looks way younger than a lot of other characters, like a lot of, than their actress, Kate Blanchett, which is 54 years old at the time of this recording, turning 55 in a few weeks. So yeah, it's definitely weird, and the first another character, Jack Black, not Jack Black. Jack Black. Yeah, Jack Black's fine. He's just like the voice, but it's really weird that they brought Jack Black for a voice and not the original voice actors. But Kevin Hart, he's actually not that old, but for like the character, I guess, I don't know. But Jamie Lee Curtis, apparently the character she's playing is supposed to be the same age as Lilith, but Jamie Lee Curtis is 65 years old. So what the hell? The cast suffers from just not having good characters to not having good characters. That's I think the biggest thing. They don't portray the characters well. I guess like they couldn't ever. Even if it was just kind of not live action. If this wasn't live action, I think that maybe it could have been pulled off, but it just kind of doesn't. I think it kind of just doesn't. These actors can't pull off the characters. This is how it is, I think. You know, they just can't, and that's really weird. And even I think this is the point I was going for. If it was animated, why don't just bring back everybody else? Why even bother if it's animated? I guess. And what kind of story are you trying to tell here? It would have been kind of, I guess, much more in line if, for example, these characters, this was set way in the future. But then why is Tiny Tina all still young? I mean, whatever her name is, Ariana Greenblatt? Or Grimblatt, or however, yeah. She's 16. I thought she was young. I thought she was older. I thought she was older. To be genuinely honest with you, I thought she was older. I mean, she's kind of young at the time of actually filming. Like, for me looking at this, film began on in April 2021. She was way younger, 3 years ago. around the same age as what Tiny Tina is supposed to be in this movie, in canon, I guess. So I guess she's a fine choice, but I think everyone else is just kind of weird. I think everyone else is very weird choice, but yeah. That's the point is, it's kind of just unfunny. There's a few jokes in the trailer that just kind of don't work. The two main big ones are the piss joke and the weird shit joke. The piss joke doesn't work for me. It's just kind of, you know, weird. It's gross, but it's not gross in the good way. It's like, that's gross on humor. It makes you feel gross, and that's kind of funny. No, it's just kind of bad. that's the one way I can put it. It's just kind of bad. You know? That's kind of everything after it. It is. It's a pretty bad joke, and so is the one. The one shit joke where Claptrap here is at selling lead, and it's like, oh well, I can't do it if people, if they look at me, and they're like, oh wait, no, I want people to look at me. It actually helps me. That sounds kind of funny. And when Kevin Hart's character Roland kicks Claptrap into the hole, it's also not funny. It's a joke I've seen a million times. It's a lot of awkward humor, sadly, I think, for me. it's just kind of awkward humor. It doesn't really fit with what I think would be Borderlands. It just kind of seems to me like it's a Borderlands. It's a movie with the Borderlands name on it and characters and all that, but directed by like what? But if it were like made, okay, but make it an MCU movie, like just a generic MCU movie. That is everything. That's what this movie looks like and sounds like and feels like. It was never anything. I don't know. Good. I guess it was. It doesn't look anything good. It just doesn't look good. Doesn't. I don't know. It's just not funny. It's just not funny. That's really everything that kind of encapsulates this movie. It's just not funny. Looking at the director, this guy, all he does is horror movies. This is his, I think, one of his first exploitation thriller, so kind of horror, cannibal horror, martial arts. The director's Eli Roth, by the way. And it's, they're all like, most of the movies I see here are just kind of okay, I guess. They're all just kind of okay movies. They're never anything special. And that's weird, I think. So it's, oh wait, he's directed one comedy movie. He's directed The House with the Clock in Its Walls, which has a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes. Hey, it's above average, I guess. But, oh wait, oh, would you look at that? It's actually, it shares two cast members with this movie, with fucking Borderlands. Cate Blanchett and Erlend Shea, and Jack Black. Yeah, whatever. But the thing is, I don't think it just kind of doesn't fit. The director doesn't know. I think he's kind of go for Marvel because he was told that, or because that's what he thought was gonna happen. And yeah, it's just how it feels like. It doesn't feel funny. I don't know if Borderlands is supposed to be funny. I think it might be. To be genuinely honest, I think Borderlands might, it is a first person looter shooter. I don't know if it's comedy, like if it's trying to be comedic. I might have to play it. I would probably play it, actually. Let me see. Is Border? Oh well. Okay, whatever. Yeah, it is pretty funny. It's supposed to be hilarious. It's supposed to be humorous. Well, doesn't, I don't know, just doesn't look like any, like Borderlands, of what I think would be Borderlands humor. It doesn't look like Borderlands to me. So yeah, moving on, to kind of discussing kind of why it doesn't look like Borderlands. Why is this so inaccurate? So, fun fact, apparently there's an entire cast member from the original game that is not here at all. That being Brick. I don't know anything about this guy, but it seems to me like he's supposed to be kind of important. And he was, I think, in the first game. And he's just not here. So, yeah, he's in the first game. I mean, another character is not here. It's also, I think, Mordecai, which, yeah, I mean, I guess they're going for something that's more in line with I guess the later games, maybe? I don't know. But a lot of these characters show up in Borderlands in later games, apparently, and they're here in the movie. So maybe this is not supposed to be an origin. Oh no, wait, it is an origin movie. Huh. Well, that sucks. It's not even accurate. The characters aren't played accurately, it seems. They're just inconsistent with the characters. Like Kevin Hart's character Roland does things that the character doesn't do in the games. It's just plainly inaccurate. And my question is why? Why make something so inaccurate? Why anger the fans? If you are going to make a movie, an adaptation, make it right. Make it right. It's not that difficult. Just get it right. Just get the original creators on board with your project, and you can probably make something that is good. But you do not. You don't do that. Nobody does. Nobody in this industry does that. The Fallout show came out recently. I know it's been quite a while since this trailer came out. But the Fallout show came out. Fallout show came out. And so it blew people away, not trying to be funny or anything. And it showed that video game. And also showed that some other good video game movies weren't a one-off. That you can make good video game adaptations. So if you make good video game adaptations, you get a lot of money. It's kind of a thing. Last of Us is award-winning. Fallout is well received by both critics and fans. Well, some fans, the vocal minority is still fighting over the Fallout show, but whatever, right? And when you make good video game adaptations, they can definitely get you money. Mario obviously was gonna get money, but like, fucking, what else is there? Also, talking about this, I would love to make an episode on the Ark animated series, but one, those episodes are not done. So yeah, so just kind of talking about this, I will cover the Ark show eventually, kind of like with Halo. I know Halo wrapped up a while ago. So I know Halo wrapped up a while ago, don't worry. But I don't have Paramount Plus. I do not have it. I don't have it. I don't. My only way to watch it is through other means, to put it bluntly. That's a weird one. Okay, whatever. Yeah. That's cool. Just kind of reading through this. But yeah, okay. I know Halo wrapped up a while ago. So, yeah, there's that. Yeah, it wrapped up a while ago. It wrapped up in March, almost a month ago. I just don't have Paramount Plus, and I can't watch the show. I just can't. It's as simple as that. I can't watch the show. So, I'll have to eventually watch it on DVD. So, yeah, putting that out there. And also, there's other series I just found out is... happening, which is it came out called Gangs of London. Will I cover this? Maybe. It's on AMC Plus. I might not cover it. But we'll see. I honestly might not cover it, to be honest. It already has on its third season. I might not bother. But other video game adaptations I will definitely be doing. But yeah, no, there's a lot of updates there. I don't even know what Fire Emblem was. yeah, it is not that hard. Again. Movies that... you make good movies, like Sonic the Hedgehog 2... and you get a lot of money. The Sonic fans are very happy with Sonic movies. So, yeah, I mean, there's that old thing. Also, people are wrong about fucking Halo, I gotta say. You know, it's not that hard. You just don't, you don't make things that suck. That's all that it has to do. If you make something that's good, with already good property, you can make money out of fans and people that also... fun fact, we'll say, hey, that was good. Maybe the games are good or something. I don't know. And they go buy the games. So you're helping the franchise grow. And hey, you can get more movies. If they want to do a cinematic Fallout Borderlands universe, you can get more money if you do that. You make it good. It doesn't look good. That's everything. That's all I gotta say. I'm not done. My fourth and final point is this took a long shit long amount of time, like a fucking fuck ton of amount of time. Do you know how long it's been since this movie was announced? We talked about this movie before. No, that seems weird, right, for me to say. And I know YouTube, everything has changed. Everything is changing this time. It's been 3 years, but we talked about the Fallout movie, the Borderlands movie before. We talked about it. I think that one was canceled. I'll have to double check. But back then we did E3 2021 coverage, and we did like 4 parts or 3. I don't remember. But we did that. And so we covered that. And I think it was the Gearbox one. If we didn't cover that, it slipped my mind. Maybe we didn't. But I remember it was one of the E3. Maybe it's the only E3 we've ever covered. Genuinely. The only E3 we've ever covered is 2021. So, yeah, there you go. I don't think it was 4. I don't think it was. Let's see. Is it details? No, we didn't. This is the last time. This is the last one. Okay. We didn't cover that one, I think. But it was part of a series that we were gonna do. It continued. It was gonna be like 9 parts long. We fucking didn't do it because we didn't want to. And yeah, I know, it was the next episode, part 5. And we talked about it. We still the thing. I might not upload it. I don't know. But we did that. And we talked about it. And yeah, I still have the file for the part 5. E3 2021 episode part 5. I might actually upload it on Media Pay Bonus. So yeah. Yeah, we thought that was in 2021. This was announced in 2021, and we are just getting its trailer. Why? It's been finished in 2021. Why did it take 3 years for us to see the movie come out? There's no actual, reason for it. There's no reason for it. So why did it take this long? Why did it take this long for to see this movie come out? And all I look at is there's a mess of stuff here, of just production issues. It is insane to see this movie actually come out, because it seems like it would never come out. But yeah, I'm not particularly excited for it. I might actually play the games before this and get even more mad at it when I actually watch it. But yeah, like I said there. Just not good. Not good. And I might actually upload the only bit we have of the E3 2021 part 5 thing on Media Bay Bonus, because we had a Spotify channel called Media Buffet Archive, where we posted all of our episodes that were cut from the original podcast. But I have since re-uploaded Flying Cars, which was deleted for a reason. What was deleted for a specific joke that was there, and then we put it out, and then I re-uploaded it after I took over from Pee-wee. Pee-wee decided that we take it off, and I decided to just kind of cut the part out and then re-upload it on the main channel. So yeah, and then there's that, and then there's the only other one, which was the E3 part 5, which I might upload on bonus. So yeah, if you want to go look at that, bonus, Media Fit Bonus, I'm Media Fit YT, And for other stuff that's MediaFay related, go check out MediaFay on Spotify, which is on YouTube, and at Dia Entertainment on YouTube if you're on Spotify. Also follow us on Twitter at Media_Buffet and at Dia Entertainment with the E at the end. For me, Mercury, it's at MercurySG on Twitter, at MercurySC on YouTube, MercurySG on Twitch, and MercurySC on the fanfiction platforms, fanfiction.net, Wattpad, and AO3. So yeah, that's about it. See ya.